Well, Carl, you know that Thanksgiving is over for another year.
Yes.
And many of us are stuffed to the feathers,
yes,
perhaps with some turkey. If it's still, I mean, that was always a traditional meal in my house growing up. What about yours?
Same thing. But we always added an entree of pasta.
Yes, pasta. And what about any meat?
There was braciol and some sausage.
Okay.
Tutto Italiano household, you had to have a little bit of that. But turkey was always the center, always the center.
Well, do you know how the bird turkey got its name?
No.
Well, the tale apparently begins with the British Empire, which had stretched itself into the African continent in the 1600s.
That's correct.
Along with diamonds, the British exported a wild edible bird back to England. But in order to get that shipment back to the British Isles, the cargo was routed through Turkey. And supposedly, that's how the bird got its name.
That's very interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
I did not know that, I got to tell you.
Well, what Benjamin Franklin said that he liked the idea of the turkey being the national bird rather than the eagle.
That I know.
And in Latin, the name of the bird is meleagris, I believe, M-E-L-E-A-G-R-I-S.
Mm-hmm.
So what if, in fact, we had, if the bird hadn't been routed through Turkey, it had been routed through, let's say, Greece, we would be sitting down today to a Greece dinner with all the trimmings.
But you know, it was a stretch.
You went
way out on the limb on that one. But you did go to a good place, and the good place was. Do you know that it was debated for years pre-World War II as to this whole question of whether the turkey actually should be the national bird? I remember reading articles about old articles in the 1920s and 30s where there was ongoing debates about this, whether the turkey really is the bird of America or the Americas.
Well, you know, the turkey that the pilgrims would hunt and lived off of for a number of years is not the same species that was routed through Turkey initially
different,
by the British.
And there are different kinds of species of turkey in the United States, which I learned recently, different kinds, about 8 or 9 different species of turkey.
Well, there's white meat, and there's dark meat, and there's gravy.
And there's jelly, or there's okay. But really, there is. And I got into it as a kid. I really got into this whole thing about turkeys and the bald eagle and all the other kind of good stuff. But I like the eagle wins out only because it's a proud animal. A turkey is a little bit crazy. For those of us that many of my youth used to hunt turkeys, never was ever able to shoot one. A bow and arrow is the way you can do it in the state of New York. I couldn't hit myself with a bow and arrow. But the turkey are very, very strange animals, even in the wild.
Well, they're not necessarily the smartest bird out there.
This is true.
Where I live in a rural area north, quite a bit north of New York City, we have turkeys, wild turkeys, that roam through a little meadow that borders my property.
Do you know that there's wild turkeys that are allowed to roam in a place in New York City? On Staten Island, on the hospital grounds of Staten Island University Hospital.
Really?
They're all over the place, and they're allowed to just roam around. They've been doing this for 20 years. They don't know how they got there, but they've left them alone, and now they've kind of grown into a whole flock. There must be 30, 40 of them.
Some politician must have taxed them by now.
Probably.
Yeah. If you want to roam here, you got to pay. You know, that's the
I love it. And most people, they had once a German, because I lived on Staten Island, a news crew from Germany came over, and they were amazed. They absolutely were. They could not get over it. That here we have turkeys in the city of New York. By the way, they also have deer on Staten Island.
Yeah, that I know. Yeah.
And they just came. They were just imported by their own means back in 1967. They actually swam across the Arthur Kill. Mm-hmm. And now they've grown to the point where they actually have deer signs up on.
Well, for those who have never been to New York or never intend to get to New York, the Arthur Kill is a waterway.
Yes.
You need to explain these things.
I have to explain these things, don't I? But and you see it in all the movies, but the point is that the animals will find a way. And we know what animals need more than anything else, including turkeys, is man's absence, okay?
Well, that's
the absence
true.
Of man, and they will survive beautifully because they always manage to find a way. They really do.
I know. Now, did you help prepare your Thanksgiving dinner this year?
Yes.
And what was it?
It was turkey, the traditional pasta entree.
How was the turkey cooked?
We actually did something different this year. We started cooking it upside down for an hour. We had seen that on television, and it came out beautifully on one of the cook shows. So you turn it upside down, and then you only for an hour, the first hour, which allows the juices to settle, and then you flip it over to cook it. And it came out beautifully, beautifully. 20-pounder.
Did you ever brine a turkey?
No, I never did that.
Yeah. Well, I have, and it's actually very delicious.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know some people that deep fry them.
Yes, they that too.
And they're good, but boy, that's not very healthy. I mean, they deep fry these things,
true.
And it is in deep, hot oil, and it cooks in about 35 minutes, so use bird, very, very quickly. It's very juicy. It's very juicy, quite good.
Well, you know, my wife has proposed a special kind of dressing for the turkey for many, many years. It includes the bread and the sage and the celery and whatever other condiments that you want to put in there.
Right.
But it also includes a half a cup of uncooked popcorn kernels.
Really?
Yeah. And what's really interesting, you can tell when the bird is done because his butt blows off. Sorry, I had to do that.
I got led into that one, didn't I? I walked right down.
Yes, you did. No, we had a wonderful Thanksgiving this year.
Wonderful.
My two granddaughters are home from college.
Isn't that fabulous?
Which was just marvelous. Learning about all the things that they're learning. And they're both engineering students at different colleges. But it's still nice to have your family gatherings when everybody's been away for a while.
And did you cook? Because I know you're a wonderful cook.
I love to cook. Actually, no. We went to my son's home up in the Boston area.
Well, very nice.
And had a magnificent dinner of, let's see, we had 14 people. So it was kind of nice.
Let me tell you something. There's nothing like it. And I will say this, though I enjoy cooking, I really do. I love when someone else cooks.
Oh, yeah,
I think it's wonderful. I have no problem with that at all.
Well, you know, what I've noticed through the years is you get used to it, at certainly my age, that of a certain kind of dressing that you like with
That's
the turkey.
Correct. Yes.
Everybody else makes a different dressing.
Correct.
Or a different style of cranberries.
Yes.
And I happen to like, the cranberries that you put in the pot and you boil and you add some honey and some orange juice.
That's the old style, yes. My sister loves that very much.
And other people like jelly.
I love the jelly.
Yeah.
I absolutely adore it. I can eat the whole, I can eat it all. I have more jelly on the plate than I do turkey. I love it that much. I really do. And they all look at me. They stare at me. Is Carl going to steal another can of jelly?
But I have a very profound question for you.
Okay.
Do you think anybody is really interested in whether you like jelly or not?
I hope so.
Or whether we cooked?
Our fan base, they're there supporting me saying, go jelly, go jelly. None of that cranberry stuff, none of that mixed stuff. No. The solid piece of jelly is wonderful.
Let's talk. We got a couple of minutes left on this particular segment. So what I also think is very important and very serious for a moment is what the day stands for.
For me,
Thanksgiving is very, very important to give thanks to any number of courtesies that have been extended to you throughout the year.
It is a true national holiday.
The Iroquois also have a holiday where they give thanks.
Yes.
The Native Americans. And I once talked to Orrin Lyons, who is chief of the Turtle Clan of the Haudenosaunee, one of the five nations, the Onondagas of the Iroquois Confederation. And he said it takes them sometimes, if they thank everything that they should, takes them sometimes 15 to 24 hours to thank everything they can think of.
That's incredible. They have, it's amazing the things that we are now realizing we learned from our Native Americans.
Oh, sure.
They have taught us a great deal, and that is one of them. I did not know that, but that's fascinating. That's fascinating.
Well, it was an interesting conversation, and I have always told that story on the air through the years because I find it just as you just suggested, both fascinating as well as it's profound.
We must try to.
We don't do that, by the way.
No, we do not.
Our culture does not thank everything.
Well, and we have so much to be thankful for.
Uh-huh.
Gosh, we have so much to be thankful for. I know. You know, we complain a lot, but we have so many things to be thankful for in this wonderful country. We really do.
Both individually as well as a community and a nation.
And spiritually.
Oh.
Without
question. How true.
And so, to that, happy Thanksgiving.
Well, it's over with.
I know, but
now,
happy Thanksgiving
anyway.
Can't
you tell? The Christmas decorations are off.
And with that,
this is Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith. This is Smith Sabatino, heard on America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-533-3091, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-533-3091. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-533-3091. That's 800-533-3091.